Okay, do you remember? Do you remember it happening when you were younger, or maybe now in some places? Using anything at the head of the bed, like a pillow, that was about twice as long as a pillow.
Yeah, that was. They used to have them long ones go clear across.
Mm-hmm. Did they call them pillows too?
No, they call them bolsters.
Bolsters.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Feather bolster. Sure. It's made out of feathers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call the kind of thing that's often made out of patchwork that you put on a bed to keep yourself warm? Bed cover, and usually it's made out, used to be, I believe, more so than now, made out of patchwork, and you put it over your bed to keep you warm. Any name for that?
Quilts?
Quilts? Yeah. Anything else?
Blankets, they had blankets.
Okay, suppose you made up a little sleeping place for yourself on the floor, say that maybe children would especially like to sleep on, a little place you'd make up on the floor, so what would you call that?
Well, they used to call that pallet, make them a pallet on the floor.
Hmm.
Yeah. Bed them down on the pallet.
I guess you don't use some of these words anymore much. So you never hear them much anymore, do you?
Well, not too much. They, some of them, they kind of gone out of date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if you expected a big crop from a field because the soil was good, you'd say that soil was... What would you say?
Fertile, rich.
What would you call that? You know that the flat, there's a flat lowland along the stream. So it overflows in spring, and then later on you plow it. You know anything about that?
Well, they call that bottom land, creek bottom land.
Creek bottom land. Okay. What about low-lying grassland? What would you call that? Say a field, usually low-lying, that might be good for, not good for much, except for raising grass and clover, alfalfa.
Well, they just call that pasture or grazing land.
Marsha, any other names you used to call it when you were younger? You hear other people call it now? Or? Around town?
No, I imagine that's about it. All it was.
Okay, suppose there was some land, this was some land, and you had water standing in it for a good part of the time. There was some land, and it had a lot of water in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
You'd call it swampy land.
Swampy land.
Yeah, wet land, wet nature.
Oh, okay. Do you have any funny, unusual names for that you used to call it, or still call it now?
No, that's about it.
What about the place where salt hay grows, along the sea?
Where what?
Salt hay grows. Along by the sea, there's a sort of salty area.
Understand that question.
Oh, well, then I go on. What kind of different soil would you have in a field? Kind of different kinds of soil.
Well, you have gravel field,
mm-hmm.
gravel land, you have sandstone land,
mm-hmm.
you have black land, black type.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it was part sand and part clay.
Well, that would just be a mixture is all I know.
If they're getting rid of the water from the marshes, if they're getting rid of that, what would you say they're doing to the marshes?